The U.S. Supreme Court today ruled that a football coach in Bremerton, Washington, had a constitutional right to pray on the football field following his team's games. The ruling, as with Friday's decision that overturned Roe v. Wade, was split along ideological lines, with the three liberal justices offering dissents. So what does today's ruling mean? Let's bring in Emily Bazelon, senior research scholar at Yale Law School and staff writer at the New York Times Magazine. Emily, start by laying out this case for us. Joseph Kennedy is an assistant coach at a public school in Washington State. For at least 8 years, he prayed after the game, sometimes with students and usually at the 50-yard line. And this came to the attention of a principal through an opposing coach.
Yes, that's exactly right. And there were complaints about Coach Kennedy's prayers. And some students and parents said that they felt pressured to join in because he could control their playing time. The school district was worried that he was effectively forcing them to endorse religion. And so they eventually let him go. And he sued, saying that he had a right under freedom of religion, under the Constitution, to do these prayers at the 50-yard line right after a game, even though he was also in his role as a coach.
So the ruling states that it is the coach's constitutional right to pray at a public school game, which seems to contradict a ruling from the year 2000. In that case, Justice John Paul Stevens wrote that the delivery of a pregame prayer has the improper effect of coercing those present to participate in religious worship. So in light of this ruling, can we expect to see prayer return in more public school settings or other public settings in general?
I think so. I mean, you're right. This ruling really goes in an opposite direction. We had thought of public schools as a zone in which there is a wall between church and state. And now, for sure, the court is breaking that wall. They say that this is just about a coach who quietly wanted to pray, in effect, in their view, on his own time. But the dissent really disagrees with those facts. The liberal justices have a picture in their dissent that shows lots of other players and people coming onto the field to pray with Coach Kennedy. And so the idea that this was somehow completely separate, an activity that was quietly happening when he was not on duty, that is itself is contested in the facts here.
Although, was there any pressure on those students to join him?
Well, they said they felt pressure because he was in control of their playing time. And so this became kind of something that, you know, students felt, according to them, some peer pressure or some pressure from above to join.
Emily, last week the court struck down a program in Maine that had prohibited tax dollars from going to religious schools. Would you explain that ruling and then tell us how it aligns with today's ruling allowing this public school coach to pray on the field?
The main ruling is about public funds, and so it was a challenge to state laws that say you can't use taxpayer money to pay for religious instruction. The court said not only can states do that, but they must do that if they are offering taxpayer funding to other private schools. So that was a victory essentially for the free exercise clause that really minimized the establishment clause, which is the part of the Constitution that says there has to be this wall between church and state. Today's decision is very similar, structurally speaking. It's really shrinking the idea of the establishment clause of separation of church and state in favor of people's exercise of their religious beliefs.
So put them again together. I mean, how do they make up a whole if you think they do?
They show that the court is very interested in religious liberty, including in public spaces, including in public schools. And that matters much more to these conservatives who are in the majority than this idea that the government should not be endorsing or entangling itself with religion.
And very briefly, what other decision by the court are you looking for next?
There's a big case involving the Environmental Protection Agency that is still to come down, and that is really about the power of federal administrative agencies to make rules and could have all kinds of big implications.
Emily Bazelon of the Yale Law School and New York Times Magazine on today's Supreme Court ruling that a Washington State public school football coach has the constitutional right to pray on the field, sometimes with students after games. Emily Bazelon, thank you.
Thanks so much.